My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Mark Moss Show, where we talk about the decentralized revolution that is changing the world before our very eyes. Of course, we're talking about Bitcoin, we're talking about cryptocurrencies, we're talking about how they are bringing the convergence of both politics, technology, and finance together to change the world as we know it. And you really can't understand one without the other. You just can't. And so I see a lot of people trying to like just focus on politics, and then they just don't understand really how all that fits into things, or it's like, oh great, okay, you're telling me about this topic, but what does that really mean to me, or why do I care, why should I care kind of a thing. Or the same could be about finance, right? Like you're talking about yield curve controls, you're talking about the euro dollar market, what does that even mean? Well, you kind of have to look at the, if you don't understand the politics behind the euro dollar market, then you can't understand the finance part behind the euro dollar market. And then if you don't understand the technology piece, then you don't understand how that's really the driver that changes all this together. And so of course that's what we are talking about. And of course, you know, each and every week, I'm trying to bring to you another angle to understand all of this because it's not easy. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and each day we're still discovering and learning new things about it. And it's very interesting. And so hopefully you're tuning in each and every week. Follow me on Twitter at @OneMarkMoss. Or on Instagram at @OneMarkMoss. And let me know if you have any questions. I'd love to answer them for you there online. But of course, it's no surprise to you. It shouldn't be. If you're alive and you've ever spent any money in the last couple of weeks, then you know that everything is getting crazy expensive. Just this week, the government, the United States government, the BLS, put out the new inflation numbers, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. I like to call it the CP lie because they lie about the numbers. It's completely fabricated and made up. But of course, it should be no surprise they came out 8.5%, another record. We're breaking records on our way to another 40-year high. Now, what's interesting is we haven't been to this 40-year high since the 1980s, which was the famous, we're famously known for having the highest levels of inflation when then-President Ronald Reagan had the then-sitting president, Fed Board governor, I should say, Paul Volcker. Today we have Jay Powell. Back then we had Volcker. And he famously raised... I couldn't even imagine today. He famously raised the Fed funds rate, the interest rate, to almost 20%. 20%. It's amazing to think about that because we've had almost 0% for the last several years. Just as of like 2 months ago, mortgage rates were like 3%. But in the 80s, they were 20%. Imagine having a mortgage rate 20%. It's insane. But then Fed Chair Volcker had to do that because inflation was so high. And so that's the important part to understand, to understand that we're back to where we were in the 80s when Volcker had to do that, and raising rates to 20%. And here we are with the Federal Reserve raising rates a quarter point. Like, what the heck is a quarter point going to do? The answer is nothing. Now, what does this all have to do with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies in this new financial system, you say? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. Well, we're witnessing the death of this system. Now, people ask me all the time, because I talk about this all the time on my YouTube channel. If you're not watching me on YouTube, you should. Mark Moss, just search me there. They say, when, Mark, when? When is this going to happen, Mark? When is it going to happen? Is it going to be within the next year, within the next 3 years? It's like, dude, it's happening right now. Like, don't you see it? The dollar has not always been the reserve currency of the world. Before the dollar, it was the British pound. And before the British pound, it was, I believe, Portugal. And before that, it was like France. And then it was like Holland, right? The Dutch guilder. It's been many different currencies. Sorry, I don't have the exact list in front of me. So sorry if I got that wrong. But it changes about every 100 years. And so the dollar hasn't always been there. It was the British pound before that. And what's important to understand is that happened in the early, 20s and 30s through World War I and World War II. And it was about a 40-year transition. So it's not like on this day, this is what happened. It's just like it's a process. And so everyone asks me, when is it going to happen? It's like it's happening right now. Like if you're watching like a freshly painted wall dry, it's like, when is it going to dry? Well, it's drying right now. We're watching it. And that's kind of what we're doing, except for it's much more exciting than watching paint dry. And so back to this inflation, we're at this very interesting junction in time where inflation is raging. But the Fed chair, Jay Powell, doesn't really have the ability or probably the stomach to do what Paul Volcker did back then. And if 8.5 sounds bad, it's actually much worse than that. We saw supplier price rose 11.2% from a year ago in March, the biggest gain on record. This is the producer price index. So there's the CPI, the consumer price index. That's how much you're paying when you go to the market. The producer price index is how much the producers are paying to produce it. And it's important to understand that number for a couple of reasons. One, it's less manipulated than the CPI number the government produces. But also, if it costs producers more to produce something, then it's going to also cost you more to buy that thing. But it has like a lag. So the producer price index gives us a little sneak peek as to what's coming next. Right. So if it takes time to work its way through the system. So like we're seeing commodities go through the roof, right? So oil, natural gas, copper, zinc, they're going through fertilizer, like 100% increases. And that's when they create the commodity. So they've produced the copper, they produced the lithium, and then it has to get shipped, which shipping costs have gone up because oil has to get shipped to the next manufacturer who then puts that together in the raw materials. And then that has to get shipped to the next person who then breaks it down. Then it gets shipped to the manufacturer who then assembles it. And then it gets shipped to the warehouse. And then it finally gets shipped to the retail. So if you look at the start of the commodities going up, you know that eventually it's like a snake and watching like a rat go through a snake. Sorry for the visual, but watching like a snake go through a rat. And so you can see when the prices go up on the commodities, you know, eventually that's going to get to you at the store. And so this kind of gives us a sneak peek into what's going on. And they are going up, like I said, 11.2% from a year ago, which is just insane. Now, what they do is they say, well, if we strip out what we call core, the core PPI or the core CPI, core takes out food and energy, which is pretty interesting that they would even do that because What are the two most important things that we need to stay alive? If you cut out everything that you spent money on, the last thing that you would cut would be food, because obviously you can't live without food. And then energy, like you need lights at your house and you need your food in your refrigerator to stay cold. Without food and energy, you die. And I don't know why they want to take those things out. Well, I do know why. The reason why is because those are the things that have gone up the most. But, you know, what they were telling us before is inflation is not a problem. And then they said inflation's transitory. And then they said, well, it's not transitory. And they said, oh, crap, we better do something about it. And now they're telling us that, well, I think it's peaked. Okay, now it's peaked. Now we're going to be back on the other side of this. Well, I'm here to tell you that it has not peaked. It has not peaked. And I'm going to break down some numbers as to why. I want to show you what some of the numbers are and how I am pretty sure that it's not. And also, I have this startling number that I saw today in a chart from the St. Louis Federal Reserve Board that is shocking, and it is not good. I'm going to tell you about that. But one of the best ways to that I like to hedge against inflation is to buy assets that are going up faster than inflation. So, for example, maybe buying real estate at a very low interest rate that inflation could basically pay off for you. That's one way to do it. Or one of my favorite ones is, of course, Bitcoin. Buying Bitcoin, it's been going up faster than the rate of inflation. As a matter of fact, it's averaged about a 200% a year compounded annual growth rate. And so if I buy an asset like Bitcoin, stocks are another way that I can go, you know, beat that rate of inflation. But Bitcoin has been the best. It's my preferred way to do that. Of course, with Bitcoin, you want to make sure that you're holding it correctly. I've talked about this many times. I made a video about it. You can search it on YouTube, how I lost over $2 million worth of Bitcoin. I know, right? It's like a gut punch. Even for me to say it again, it brings back memories. It wasn't $2 million at the time, but in today's dollars, if I would have held on to that Bitcoin, it would be worth over $2 million today. And I lost it. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show. I want to give you a couple numbers about the consumer credit that is going to blow your mind. I want to talk about why inflation is going to keep going up and what you should do about it. So don't go away. I'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. We're talking about the decentralized revolution. We're talking about, or rather, I should say, I'm narrating you through the changing monetary system, the world order as we know it. Like I said, people ask me all the time, when is it going to happen? And I say, it's happening right now. You just got to pay attention. And so we're witnessing the death of it. The problem is, and I take no joy in this. I take no joy in this. It's not going to be good for most people. It's not going to be good for most people. The system that we have is set up to take care of people who don't want to take care of themselves. And so, you know, my job is to try to wake as many people up as I can so they can, you know, get on the right side of this. So I don't take any joy in it, but it is what it is, and it's happening right now. And I was talking about inflation and how inflation is going crazy. We're talking about the producer price index is at another all-time high. And if it costs more to produce stuff, it's going to cost you more to buy the stuff. And I said that I was going to show you how I was saying inflation has not peaked. So they were telling you it's transitory and it's going to go away. And they're saying it's peaked and this and that, but it hasn't peaked. And we know this because of one, like I said, the producer price index, that's going up. And so if that's still going up, we know the consumers are going to pay more. But we also see that, all that matters is like, when you break down the spending, there's like different categories. So you have like food and energy, you have food, energy, energy trade, things like that. But the thing is, as I was saying, is that food and energy are the most important things. Those are like your basic necessities. And so as those are climbing like crazy, they're going up insane, which is why they try to pull those out to try to make it look better, right? But those are the final good demands. And what happens is when those go up in value, maybe people spend less on the other things, so it looks a little bit better temporarily. And the energy prices, they do fluctuate. So like, for example, the Biden administration has been releasing oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. So it's brought the gas prices down a couple pennies, not a lot. It looks like a big win for them. It's much more dangerous for us in the long term because now we don't have any reserves. That doesn't sound like a good idea. It's not really an emergency. We're supposed to hold those for an actual like emergency, which we're not in. But, you know, the energy prices are fluctuating, but food prices don't fluctuate, right? Once the price of a grocery item goes up, that's just it. It stays there forever, right? And if you think about this logically, when food prices go up really fast, then the price of other stuff maybe falls or at least rises a little bit more slowly because people have to spend more money into feeding themselves. They're not buying other stuff as much like cars and, you know, entertainment, things like that. Makes sense, right? But that doesn't mean that inflation's peaking. It just means that people are getting poorer because price increases are getting worse. And we can see this evidence in a chart. And this is in this chart that we got from the Fed, the St. Louis Federal Reserve. And it's on consumer credit. And so what we've seen is that consumer credit is climbing at an all-time record pace right now. I mean, it's insane. And now consumer credit is like credit cards. Like, when do you use credit cards? Like when you go to dinner or things like that. Now, there's such thing. I'm a big fan, a disciple of Robert Kiyosaki. He's been my teacher for 25 years reading his books, and now he's one of my actual friends. And he talks about good credit and bad credit. Now, good credit is when I buy new equipment for my business, and that now can make income for me for a long time if I'm investing into R&D, and that can grow my business. So when I'm using credit for things like that, that can help me grow, that can help me earn, that's a good form of credit. If I borrow money to buy an apartment building, and now that apartment building makes me income, that's good credit. But consumer loans, consumer credit is totally different, right? It's a pretty modern invention. It started in about the 50s and 60s when we got those personal credit cards. I was talking about that earlier in about the 40s. Makes no business sense at all. Basically, you're allowing someone to use debt to buy food. Like, people can use debt to buy food. Like, that's a moral problem, right? If someone has to borrow money, go into debt to buy food, they're probably not going to pay you back, right? Like maybe if people can't afford food, we should give them charity, not credit, something like that. Maybe an interest-free loan, but you shouldn't be using money for consumable things, because they're probably not gonna be able to pay back. And so this chart just shows us, you can't see it, but you could just Google it later. it shows you how bad this is. And at this record credit expansion that we're in right now, like I said, with a lot of it going into the food and basic necessities, it shows how societies crater, right? It's a societal thing. And it has to do with this inflation going up. It's bad. And like I said, while the Fed wants to tell us that they've beaten inflation, that they've got a handle on it, like I said, that's not what we see. The producer price index is 11.2%, the biggest jump in prices since we've been tracking this data since 2010. And basically what this tells us is that the real value of the government's $30 trillion pile of debt will be reduced to about $3 trillion this year because of inflation. This is basically what the big game is, right? Like Washington wants to make that debt go away by having this inflation. But it's not going away. It's something you need to be prepared for, which is, again, why you need to be thinking about hedging your bets with something that can hedge you against inflation. Now, the first thing is, if you're not already saving money, that's your first problem. So first off, think about that. Can you increase the amount of income you're making, your wealth creation? If you're having trouble increasing your money, your wealth creation, then you might need to learn some new skills. Those are typically around what I call high value skills. Those are typically around sales and marketing, the closest to the money supply. I could go into any business on my local downtown and say, hey, if I drove you $1 million of business this year, would you give me $100,000? And they would all say yes. And so I could do that through both sales and marketing. And then you need to look at cutting expenses. And the goal is to consume less than you produce, right? Spend less than you earn. And then you can start saving. And then you need to save that in something that can beat this rate of inflation, because it's not getting better. Like I was telling before, like Paul Volcker dealt with something similar way back in the day. And he was able to raise rates to 20%, but we can't do that. At the time, 1979's federal debt was only $827 billion, less than $1 trillion. Today, we're at $30 trillion. So you can't just raise the rates to 20% when you've got 30 times, more than 30 times the amount of debt. It just doesn't work. You know, the feds have printed up $8 trillion in extra cash in the last 20 years. $8 trillion. The biggest spurt, $4 trillion of it came in the last 18 months. That means the more they print, the less your existing dollars are worth. So the goal is to make more of those dollars while you can, spend less of them so you can save some up, put it into something like Bitcoin that you can hold over a long period of time, and hope to make it on the other side. All right, so hopefully that makes sense. Now, we got a lot more to cover in what's happening right here, a lot more about what the Fed's doing, a lot more about what's happening over in Europe, and they're trying to combat this, and then, of course, trying to bring it back to what you should be doing about this. I got a lot more to cover. Do not go away. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show. I'll be right back.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about, well, same thing we talk about every week. Bitcoin. We're talking about cryptocurrency. We're talking about the decentralized revolution the world is going into right now. Never a dull moment around here lately because it is changing rapidly before our eyes. And that is, of course, if you have them open and you're paying attention, which of course I know you are because you are tuned in and you're listening to me right now. Now, a couple things that we've been talking about before the break is the rate of this financial system dying right before us. You know, it's pretty interesting. You look at a system dying and why that happens, right? And so like the one that we're in right now, it's like falling apart and there's not enough super glue and duct tape to seem to hold this thing together. I was talking about before the break, I was talking about how we're setting new inflation numbers that haven't been seen since the 1980s when, of course, we had inflation this high again. And at that time, then President Ronald Reagan had Fed Chair President Paul Volcker, and he did some crazy things like raising interest rates to 20%. And here we are, you know, near 0% interest rates, and the Fed is trying to raise them like 0.25%. Like, that ain't going to do anything. Like, they're not even trying, right? But at the same time, they're like gaslighting us. They're trying to tell us what we're seeing is not what we're seeing. They're trying to tell us that, oh no, don't worry. Like, prices are coming down. Don't worry about that. Now, I was given some numbers before, but you know, I was looking at this chart I posted on Twitter, I think yesterday. And if you're not following me on Twitter, you should. It's @OneMarkMoss. And I was saying that if you don't believe food prices have, or I said, don't believe the whole food prices have peaked narrative. Because what happens is they look at inflation and they look at it as they measure it in year over year prices. So they'd say, you know, here we are in April. So they'll say April last year was this price. Now April this year is this price. So year over year, it was this much of a gain. And when we look at food prices, what we can see is that in 2021, April, May, and June were actually surprisingly low. Now, if you're on Twitter, you can go check out this chart. Otherwise, I'll just explain it to you. But you can see that prices were in like the 4% range. And then we're kind of scaling down in like January, February, March down to like 3.5. And then all of a sudden, they just dropped off a cliff down to like 2.4, 2.2. And then they ramp back up in August back to like 3.5. So what does that mean? Well, for those 3 months, they were abnormally low. And the reason why that's important to understand is that the next couple reports that we see are going to look extremely bad when priced in year over year terms as they do. And so don't be in this camp that like, oh, you know, food prices have peaked, it's going down. It's completely possible that we could see inflation numbers pass 15%, I think, in the next couple of months, which is amazing. Now, what does that mean to you, though, right? What does that mean? Like, what does it mean in your own dollar term? What does that mean in your, like, to your pocketbook, to your bank account? Well, let me give you an example. So let's say, so we're at 8.5% inflation, CPI, consumer price inflation. Per Moody's, now, a lot of people may don't agree with this, but they say that the average American wage earner makes $32 an hour. So a lot of people push back on that on Twitter and said, no, that ain't no average, but I'm not sure how they got that data. I didn't dig into that. So adjust it for whatever you see fit. But the average American wage earner earns $32 an hour. Of course, whatever, $15 is minimum. I'm sure some people are making $100 or $200 an hour, so whatever. So the average American wage earner makes $32 an hour. And it says that per that the average U.S. household, because of inflation, spent an extra $327 in March due to inflation. The average U.S. household spent an extra $327 in March due to inflation. So for the average American wage earner making $32 an hour, they now have to work an additional 10 additional hours in March, more than an entire workday, just to make up for the rate of inflation. If you're making $32 an hour. Now, if you're making $20 an hour, you're going to have to work more. Now you got to work, I don't know, I don't do the math, 15 extra hours. 15 extra hours in a month just to get the exact same purchasing that you had the month before. That's what inflation's doing to you. You see these numbers going up, you hear these numbers, but do you really think about what that's doing to you? I mean, it's insane. That's 15 hours of your life that's being stolen. That's 15 hours of your life that you could be spending with your kids or reading a book or building a new business or whatever you want to do, fill in the blank. I mean, I'm sure you would rather do almost anything for 15 hours than lose it to keep up with inflation. You know, this is a good illustration as to why, how bad inflation is. Inflation doesn't just steal our purchasing power, which of course it does, but what is the effect of that? Well, it affects everything. So because you have to now work an extra 15 hours just to get back to even, that means the quality of your life goes down. Now you're probably buying cheaper quality food. So now you're less healthy than you were before. You maybe are skipping on some of your vitamins or doctor visits. So now your health is probably in jeopardy. Maybe you're working overtime to try to compensate for that. So now you don't have time to go to the gym. Maybe you're working those extra hours. You don't have time to go to the gym. You're not now spending that time with your wife and your kids. So now your relationships are falling apart. You're not taking those continuing education classes or working on that side business in the evening anymore. So now your dreams are getting killed. So now if we add that up, let's see, your health is deteriorating. You're getting more at risk for medical situations. You're sacrificing your dreams and goals. Your relationships are breaking down. All because inflation. Now, inflation is not prices going up. Prices going up are the effect of inflation. Inflation is when they increase the money supply. That's what inflation is. When they increase the money supply, that means all the existing dollars are now worth less. They purchase less than they did before, which is why prices go up. Prices don't go up. It's that the purchasing power of the dollars go down. So it just takes more dollars to buy those goods and services. So inflation or prices going up is the effect, the result of inflation. The inflation is that your Federal Reserve Board printing more money. Thank you very much. Now, it's exacerbated by many things, like, for example, supply chains breaking down. So, but why are supply chains breaking down? Well, we're ordering more goods and services than we did before. Well, why are we ordering more goods and services before? Well, because we printed a bunch of money, so people have more money than they did before, so they're buying more than they did before. So it's still a result of that money. Now, it's also exacerbated by the war with Russia and Ukraine. And so, you know, good old President Biden is on the news telling us that sanctions are hurting Russia, but sanctions also hurt Americans. So, hey, Americans, suck it up. You are going to have to work an extra 15 hours this month because, you know, sanctions on Russia. So that's how that works. It's not a system that I particularly care for. It's not a system that I like. I don't think that a couple guys, 12 Fed board governors, should be able to sit around and have a discussion that requires and make a decision for me that is now going to force me to work an extra 15 hours this month because they decided to do that. It's not a system that sounds very good to me, but that's where we are. Quite crazy. Mal, you're listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about the intersection of politics, finance, and technology. We're talking about the decentralized revolution. We're talking about taking the power away from these 12 board governors who can arbitrarily decide to make me work 15 more hours. And instead of giving it to a different group of people who might be better at it than they were before, how about giving it to nobody? How about so nobody can control that? How about nobody can get around and decide to make me work more hours? I like that. How about my life is in my control and not up to some random 12 people that I don't even know who they are and I didn't even vote for them? Now, if my wife wants me to go work more hours, that's a different story, right? A happy wife, happy life. But I don't know who these 12 board governors are. They don't know anything about me or my family. And so it's not about giving it to different people. It's about It's about giving it to nobody. And that's exactly what Bitcoin does. The decentralized revolution is all about. You're listening to the Mark Moss Show, navigating you through this rapid change the world is going through. I got a lot more to cover with this when I come back. Make sure you don't go away. I'll be right back.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to The Mark Moss Show. We're talking about Bitcoin. We're talking about cryptocurrencies. We're talking about the decentralized revolution. We're talking about the intersection of politics, finance, and technology, and how the world is just changing right before our very eyes. This hour, we've been talking about specifically the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, put out the new CPI, Consumer Price Index numbers this week, showing that we are again breaking records back to 40-year highs, 8.5%. And while that looks like a number, what does it really mean? And of course, I explained that that means that for a person making about $37 an hour, that means you have to work an extra 10 hours a month. If you make $20 an hour, you're probably working about an extra 15 hours per month just to have the same lifestyle that you had before. That's what that means. So that means that literally they're stealing your life, the hours from your life, and society breaks down of that because, as I already explained, I'm not going to go through that again. If you missed it, don't worry. Don't worry. We got you covered. You can check us out on demand. Just search Mark Moss Podcast, and you can find all these episodes on your favorite podcast player, iTunes or Spotify or wherever you check your podcast. So if you missed me, don't worry. Go back and listen to that again. I don't want to recap all that. But another thing I saw was back to these 12 Fed board governors. We have the New York Fed and the Dallas Fed and the St. Louis Fed and on and on and on. The St. Louis Fed president, Bullard, he said, quote, labor markets are robust and likely to improve. So he's saying the economy's good. The labor markets, they're tight. People are working, right? So they always look at the unemployment rate. He said the unemployment rate has fallen to 3.6% and will likely fall below 3% later this year. And that hasn't occurred since the 1950s, end quote. That's what he said. Hooray, he said, the economy's doing amazing. People are working. As a matter of fact, unemployment's the lowest it's ever been. Really? Because in my downtown, when I walk around, all I see is help wanted signs everywhere. As a matter of fact, I went out to dinner with my family night before last, and the restaurant we were at was short-staffed because they didn't have enough people. They made sure to tell us that as their excuse for giving us poor service, I suppose. And so while they're saying that we have low unemployment, the reality that I see with my own eyes doesn't show me that. But even if that were true, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. So I would like to bring to your attention that one of the most famous examples of hyperinflation, or where the money blows up so fast that you can't afford to pay for things, is Weimar Germany, the Weimar Republic of Germany. And so what happened after World War II is Germany had to pay war reparations. They had to pay for all these European nations to rebuild. And they were ordered to pay this. And so they had to print a bunch of money. And when they printed a bunch of money, then they had massive inflation. Remember, inflation is not prices going up. Prices going up is the result of inflation. Inflation is increasing or inflating the monetary supply, the money supply. And so Germany had to inflate their money supply to pay back the war reparations. And similar to what we're doing here. And we had to print a bunch of money. We had to inflate our money supply to fight the war as well, the war on COVID, apparently. But the reason why I bring that up is that I'd like to tell St. Louis Fed President Bullard that during the Weimar Germany hyperinflation period, that unemployment was also about 3% at the same time. So what happens is as prices go up, it gets cheaper to pay for labor. So people will hire, businesses will hire more people. But the people that are getting those jobs aren't earning enough to keep up with that rate of inflation, with that rate of money, with the rate of prices increasing. So looking at that number on its own is not necessarily a good sign. As a matter of fact, it's actually a result. It's actually typical for a period such as this when they're printing money, inflating the monetary supply at a rapid rate like they're doing now. It happened in Weimar Republic, and it's exactly what's happening now. It's insane that people just can't seem to see that. But I get it. It's difficult to understand. There's a lot to understand about it. And that's why I'm trying to walk you through it each and every week, because the system is changing rapidly. Now, I'm excited for that. I think we have a much better system to go into. As I said, though, it's not a smooth transition. And for a lot of people, it's not going to go super smooth. I am having a actual chance for you to get together and come meet me and hang out with me that I can tell you about. And I have about 15 of my good friends that are some of the best analysts in the world that can guide you through this. Now, you know, the things with this, I like to say that, who was it? Ayn Rand, one of my favorite authors. She said that you can choose to ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of reality. So the financial system is going to change, and you can choose not to pay attention to it, but it won't work out very well for you. Or you can choose to take advantage of it. And of course, understanding the financial system is difficult. So what's happening with the real estate market and the interest rates and the bond market and the stock market, and where do I put my money and how do I do my taxes and how do I protect my assets so I don't end up owning nothing and being happy like the World Economic Forum is saying. And so I'd love for you to come hang out with me in Dallas next month. You can check out marketdisruptorslive.com and come hang out with me and about 15 of my friends. They're some of the best speakers in the world to tell you what's going to happen next and what you should be doing about it. Marketdisruptorslive.com. But one way or another, you need to figure this out. We like to say, if we can fix the money, we can fix the world. And as we see over and over, as they continue to print unlimited amounts of money, it continues to distort all these markets. I was talking about in an earlier segment, if you've missed it, just don't worry. Go search Mark Moss Podcast. You can check it out. But I was talking about the difference of the glaring difference when I was at Bitcoin Miami last week between the Bitcoin and the crypto crowd. And, you know, Bitcoin, people tend to think long-term and they're trying to save money and build businesses and change the world, whereas crypto people are about buying Lambo. And it couldn't have been illustrated better than this week. I put it on Twitter, I think, yesterday. Again, if you're not following me on Twitter, you should. It's at @1MarkMoss. And while Bitcoiners were really trying to fix the world with fixing the money, right? Like here I'm talking about, it's this money printing, this inflation that's stealing your life, 15 hours of your month now. It's going to steal time from your relationships and your health to work those extra 15 hours. We're trying to fix the world by fixing the money. And here we have Charles Hoskinson. He's the founder of Cardano. If you guys are into cryptocurrency, I'm sure you've heard of that one. Everybody everybody loves Cardano. And a news article came out a couple days ago. Cardano's Charles Hoskinson is helping bring back woolly mammoths from extinction. He says the popular crypto leader has identified a new project in which he thinks blockchain technology and perhaps Cardano can flourish. And so now, while Bitcoin is going to go save the world, we're going to fix the money, fix the world. If we fix the money, we can fix the health. We can fix the relationships. We can fix the work balance. We can make sure your money buys more goods and services in the future so you don't have to work as hard. You don't have to be a slave. While we're trying to fix the money, fix the world, Charles Hoskinson and Cardano wants to bring back the woolly mammoth. Wow. That's earth-shattering. Earth-shattering. I mean, you know, I guess it might be kind of cool to go to a zoo and see a woolly mammoth. I don't really go to the zoo that often. I guess when my kids were young, I took them there. I guess we could... I'd rather fix the money and fix the world than just... glue some hair on an elephant, maybe. I don't know, but that just kind of shows you the difference in worldview, difference in alignment, and you can choose where to put your focus too. You know, I like to say that we want to build the world that we want, and the way that we do that is by putting our money where our mouth is, and we can put our money and build the world that we want, which is why I focus on Bitcoin. I focus on investing in the companies that are building on top of Bitcoin. So at the Bitcoin conference, we saw dozens or hundreds of companies that are literally building life-changing products on top of Bitcoin. And I like to put my money there to build that system for my kids, for a better world for my kids. Or you can buy Cardano and bring back the woolly mammoth. The choice is yours. Pretty glaring, obvious difference there. You're listening to The Mark Moss Show. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you should at @onemarkmoss on Instagram as well, @onemarkmoss, or my website at onemarkmoss.com. Check out my live event coming up, marketdisruptorslive.com as well. And make sure to send me a message on social media. I'd love to hear that you're watching the show. And of course, ask me any questions you have. I'm on social media too much, and I'll try my best to answer your questions. So hit me up there. Let me know you're listening to the show. I'm trying to change the world by fixing the money. The Mark Moss Show, we're talking about the decentralized revolution that we're going through right now. And that's what I got for you today. All right. Thanks so much for listening.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.